Hello, it's the Overview Show, the BAFTA-nominated Overview Show. And joining me to do the BAFTA-nominated Overview Show, I've done it again.
We're going through this time.
I want to keep this tape. This is actually our second take because I called it the Overview Show. I had a wine last night. Don't judge me. We've all done it. We've all been here.
Honestly, the idea of Gutman having to start it in take 68. Rob Gutman with the Overview Show.
Corpsing again.
And he's the one in a rush, by the way. He can't even get his words out.
We're keeping this tight.
Hi, listeners.
We're not putting this forward to BAFTA. This definitely they'll judge us. What are we going to do? We got Phil here, Phil Blunder, we've got Neil Atkinson and Gareth Robbo, and I'm going to make a fist of it one way or another. We, as usual with the Overview Show, he said, picking his words carefully, we are going to look at the past period of time of Liverpool fixtures and look forward, and also look how our rivals are getting on, how we think they're going to be getting on. For the purposes of still believing Liverpool are very much in the title hunt, I am just going to look at Liverpool's fixtures alongside those of Man City and Chelsea, but we will come to those later. Let's start off with the state of Liverpool FC as we currently perceive it. Gareth, suddenly things feel a bit more uncertain, having felt really quite good. 2 weeks ago when we spanked the Manx? I just don't know where I am in my own head with the Reds at the moment.
Yeah, I get the angst, obviously, and, you know, a draw and a defeat is enough these days, isn't it, to start the whole circle of shit thing that operates around the football club in any kind of, you know, media manufactured crisis. But it isn't a crisis, is it? I mean, it's the old maxim of be in contention for the title, be close to the leaders, don't let anyone escape. Well, no one is. You know, I'm not overly concerned about what I'm seeing from City and Chelsea. I can see chinks in their armour in the same way I can see in ours. And I just think there's a bit of a lap of the gods thing in that, you know, it'd be nice if we got some kind of fortune around injuries, because I think if we get that and we get our players fit and Jürgen's got pretty much a full complement to choose from, then we're absolutely fine. And I just hate the way that, you know, all the conversation. I get why it happens and I'm not slagging people off, but when all the conversations immediately restart about the midfield, about Gini Wijnaldum and all that, and it's just like, well, I feel like we've done this though, and we all know that that's a thing, but let's return to the now where we're watching a good Liverpool side, a side capable of winning the league, a side capable of winning the European Cup. And on the way to doing so, you know, like we're all right. Like, you know, those two results are not ideal, but it isn't a crisis. And I'm looking forward to us absolutely tonking Arsenal because I'm confident we will do.